A federal judge in Seattle has made it clear to the state, mentally ill jail inmates need to be evaluated within 7 days to see if they're competent to stand trial. But what if it takes nearly a month for a judge to order that evaluation? That's what happened to a former high school football player with a traumatic brain injury. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports on his mother's fight to get her son the help he needs.
On a recent morning, Carrie Phillips passed through a double set of steel doors at the Thurston County Jail. She was in search of some answers. Her son Brian was being held in 23-hour-a-day lockdown inside. Phillips approached a bulletproof reception window.
I need information regarding Brian Phillips's medication, what they actually have him on.
Phillips' son is brain injured and mentally unstable. The reason he was put in jail is because he stopped taking his medications in violation of the conditions of his release. The jail official tells her he will have a medical staffer come speak with her.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Standing outside the jail, Phillips says she's marking the days Brian's been locked up.
Today's the 57th day that he's been in.
She says it makes her sick to her stomach to think of him sitting in isolation. Phillips traces her son's troubles to his days as a football player at Timberline High School in Lacey. She says he sustained 4 football concussions. The school district has a record of 1. In any event, one evening, Brian passed out.
And we took him in for CAT scans.
There was damage to his frontal lobe.
The neurologist at that point said, Carrie, you're going to probably notice some differences down the road. I didn't get it then. I didn't understand it.
Sure enough, during Brian's second quarter of community college, his behavior started to change. He was no longer his mother's gentle giant.
Just rural, heightened, boisterous, non-boundary, out-of-control type behavior. Essentially, and then it just spiraled.
He was first arrested in November of 2012 after making threats about doing harm to family members. He was arrested again the following February after he broke into his former high school.
In the police reports and stuff, it states that he, you know, was walking robotically and that he wasn't about himself when they took him into custody.
Brian spent more than 100 days in jail and at Western State Hospital. Eventually, the court allowed his release while his mom tried to get him into a traumatic brain injury program. Then, this past June, Brian had a series of confrontations with police officers. He was off his meds. On June 25th, he was rearrested. Because of his behavior, he was placed in isolation.
Fundamentally, it's inhumane. It's not right in any aspect.
Mentally ill inmates are often put in isolation. That's one reason why the state is under a federal court order to move quickly to evaluate them. But that 7-day clock doesn't start ticking until a judge orders an evaluation. And it's common for inmates to wait several weeks as the slow wheels of justice turn. That's what happened to Brian. First, his private attorney dropped out of the case and a public defender had to be assigned. The prosecutor wanted to move quickly to get a competency evaluation ordered, but Brian's new attorney was still getting up to speed on the case. Once the defense signed off, another week went by before they could get before a judge. Finally, nearly a month after Brian had been locked up, the order for a competency evaluation was issued. But the delays weren't over yet. For some unexplained reason, it took 8 days for the order to reach Western State Hospital. Then came word it would take at least another 2 weeks to schedule the evaluation. By this time, Brian had been in jail for more than a month. His mom was calling or emailing someone about his case almost every day.
I'm doing what I can and I won't stop fighting for him, but what about those kids that don't have it? What about those young adults or adults that don't have people there to fight for him?
Brian landed back in jail because he stopped taking his medication, but it was red tape and bureaucratic delays that kept him there. So why not release him for treatment? Tom McBride is with the Washington Association of Prosecuting Attorneys. He says it's not that easy, especially when public safety is on the line.
We've got decades of experience of sending people over the mental health system and nothing happens.
He says prosecutors are open to treatment over prosecution in some cases if they're confident the person will actually get the help they need.
You know, 20 years ago when I started, diversion was something prosecutors got criticized for. I would say now I don't think there is that view. I think prosecutors can be a little more open about diversion because it's not seen as a bad thing.
Washington's new budget does include nearly $5 million to fund alternatives to prosecution. Brian Phillips finally got his competency evaluation, and after all that, he was found competent to stand trial, perhaps because he was back on his medications. Now his mom holds out hope the prosecutor will agree to a pretrial release plan. Anything to get him out of jail. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.